You said that when somebody hears from a pure devotee, then he gives up his impersonal conception. But Sukadeva Goswami was hearing for 11 years the Bhagavatam from his father. How could he come out as a Brahmagyani and then have to again hear from his father to become free from that?
Oh. When he came out of his mother's womb, he ran away. Why? From beginning, he was Brahmagyani. But not Nirvisheshvadi, Brahmagyani. He was like this Brahmabhuta Prasannatma, no soch ne kankchadi, samasarvetu bhutesu madbhaktim, labhate param, not labhate param, but before this, prior to all these things, he was there. Always happy. No need of cloth even. No need of taking anything. Even he can omit, reject air or anything. He was so much strong. Always thinking Brahma, Brahma, Brahma.
But he had been hearing from his father, Bhagavatam.
But yet, you can know that in Purans it has been stated that according to several yugas, yugas means not only Dwapar is one, so many Dwapars. So in one of the Dwapar in past, he was for so many years Brahmagyani, and he went to Thus they've sent him to Janakpuri, that you should be more master of this, and you should take Brahma Gyan from Janak Maharaj. And he went there. And what became? On the door he was stopped that you cannot enter. For 7 days he was there. Oh, rain, sun, light, everything, and anyone not giving anything. All ignoring him, but yet he was there. After 7 days he was taken to next day. And there are so many young ladies, very beautiful. They were playing with him and doing so many things. They wanted to attract him. For 4 days he was with them. Nothing. Like a toy. No transport. After some days he was taken to third. And after some days he came to main palace. Here he saw that Narada was there. And he came at once, and Maharaj Janak, he welcomed him, and he gave in this his seat on the same throne where in one end Narada was sitting, and another he gave next end Sukadeva. And at once he went in his royal palace, and he told to his wife Sunaina, a very beautiful mother of Sita, how beautiful she may be, and she told that you should take your all ornaments and you should be decorated. Oh, like very teeny aged girl. And she did so. And Janak Maharaj brought her and he told her to sit in the middle of Narada and Sukadeva. Oh, when she sat there, all were attracted. Narada Muni did pranam to, oh mother, please be merciful to me. And he left his seat and he sat down. But Sukadeva Goswami, he thought that like any wood, dry wood, and he was sitting like this. So he was Nirgun Brahma Upasak. So it is for one yuga, and this is for one yuga, no harm. We should try to.
He said that that yuga, in
He never wanted Sahaja Mukti or anything. Never. Because he used to think that I am Brahma. So what is need there? They have no need. Where Vaikunth, where? No desire at all. There, all desire gone. Sukadeva Goswami never went to Vaikunth. What? I can. No, never. He went after that to Golok Vrindavan, not Vaikunth. He crossed all this. Because he was glorifying Radhika. Vande Nanda Praja Istri Nang Adurainimab Anaya Raditohi. Like this. Never, not Vaikunth. To play any role that like a drama that I am ignorant, and by the mercy of Vyas I have become like so. So you also, you are ignorant by the mercy of any high class of devotees. Oh, you can be like me. Only two.
Former Sukadeva transformed himself into a gopi after so many kalpas. The former Sukadeva, instead of being a parrot, he morning he will open the womb of a gopi and become a gopi. Is that true?
No. No, I have never seen. I have never heard like this. I have also read Padma Purana. And anywhere is it not written like so. Never. It has been written. He was like a parrot of Radhika. It has been written. And always glorifying Radhika.
After that.
What?
He says that he may improve or increase or change his rasa through becoming a gopi.
That prem is nothing to increase. Always increased. But in this world they come. They descend only for the benefit of persons, human beings. Like Krishna, his supreme personality of Godhead. But when he came by the womb of Yashoda, oh, he could not turn over. He could not even recognize that this is Putana demon or she is mother. What is this? So, we should try to know that all the sweet pastimes of Krishna and sweet pastimes of his devotee, they think, though I should play a role like this, as Sukadeva Goswami played. Oh, now. It was going. And Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karan, Shakuni, all very powerful. They wanted to kill five brothers. So Duryodhan selected his commander-in-chief to Bhisham Pitama. Oh, he was and born very powerful. He has a bond that anyone cannot defeat you. And anyone in this whole world cannot kill you unless you want. Clear? So he was so strong. And every day he was killing not less than lakhs and lakhs soldiers. So Pandavas were very worried. If he will alive for some more days, oh, he will kill all my soldiers. But on other hand, Duryodhan was more worried. He went to Bhisham Pitama. O Pitama, you are all of ours. We have surrendered you all. But he has never surrendered. But he is telling, I have surrendered. I know that you are fighting for us. But I also know that you have so much love, more than us to Pandavas. So you want that they should win the battle, war. Though you are fighting for us externally, but inwardly, I know that you have so much love and affection for them. So I want that. Oh, you should internally and externally be with us and kill Pandavas. I know that you can do. Very easy task for you. And no one should kill me. Oh, you should always save me. He told that, oh, go to your wife. And coming night, you should come with your wife. And send alone to me in the midnight at 12. I always be in trance. And at that, what I will tell, it will be true. So at then, I will give a boon to her that you will be always so Bhagavati. What means? That your husband will never be killed. And thus, you will win the battle, war. So he became very happy. And in the night, with her wife, his wife, Bhanumati, named of his wife, good devotee, he wanted to come. But by the wish of Krishna, at that time in night, oh, heavy rain came. And so much storm, cold winds, and very rainy. So, he could not dare to come, and he thought that I will take my wife next night. So I should wait. And if it is going to be end that raining, oh, then after that I may come. Otherwise next night. In the meantime, Krishna told to Draupadi, oh, come with me. We'll go to Bhisham Pitama. Tonight he was to give boon to Bhanumati, the wife of Duryodhana. So his husband will never be killed by anyone. But he should come with me. And he took in her chariot in so much raining, yet he took umbrella and he brought Draupadi in his chariot. What chariot? In which he used to go with Arjuna. And he took Draupadi in the midnight, everywhere silent. Only rain sounds are coming. Sometimes lightning coming, thunder. Oh, very dangerous night. So even in that night he came. And in umbrella he took off her and told that you should go to Bhisham Pitama, where he is in trance. And she went with veil, covered his mouth. He should not know that who am I. And he went there, she went there, and did pranam to Bhisham Pitama with veil. Oh, he thought that, oh, Bhanumati, the wife of Duryodhana, has come. So he told that, oh, you have come for this, so I am giving you boon, that you must be, what?
Unbroken, fortunate for
your husband will never be killed. You should be Saubhagyavati.
Never
widow. Oh, when she heard this boon, he took a farewell and did pranam in the lotus feet of. He took the feet dust of Bhisham Pitama and began to smile. Oh, who has brought you? Oh, Draupadi, you have come? Huh? How you came? Who brought you? I know that any tricky person has brought you here. And where is he? Oh, he is outside waiting for me. Then Bhisham Pitamah himself went there and did pranam to Krishna. Oh Krishna, anyone cannot do against your wish. You want that Pandava should never be killed. Never and never. So you, by trick, you brought Draupadi and I have given this form. Why Krishna did so? Do you know? Sarvadharman parityajyamam ekam sharanam. We also think that we are surrendered, but really we are not surrendered. Not surrendered. Oh, one day we may surrender also. Our surrender is what? Gurudev, this iron chest is yours. All wealth is yours, but key is in my hand. Like this. No? So our surrender is not okay. But the surrender of a high class of devotees is somewhat good. So Draupadi was more surrendered to Krishna because he had love and affection. She surrendered everything to Krishna. So now he is nothing to worry. All worry goes where? To Krishna. How I should save her? Always thinking Krishna. If any is surrendered to Guru or Krishna. Oh, now responsibility where goes? Oh, to Krishna. How to save? How to make his happy? So if you are surrendering like your surrender is okay. But more surrender of whom? Oh, Satyabhama Rukmini. They have surrendered more than Draupadi. And gopis, oh, highest surrender. They can rebuke even Krishna. They are surrendered to so high degree that Krishna is mine, where he will go? He cannot go anywhere. He is bound to come to us. So that, oh, you can go from here. Oh, you are black in inner side and upper side. You are a cheater, you are so they will abuse him. They know that where he cannot go anywhere. He is controlled by us. So this surrender is more. And more surrender where? Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, all S. And more surrender you go to highest, to Radhika. So, Radhika has surrendered so much that Krishna is bound to surrender himself in the lotus feet of Krishna, to Radhika. Oh, this is surrender. Radhika loves Krishna with his thousand and lakhs, thousand of his life. Like Ringarsha. And Krishna what? Krishna says, I am not of mine, I am now yours. And what he does? Oh, she gives his head. And Radhika gives a stamp that you are mine. How a stamp? His lotus feet collar that is called here, and he stamps in his head. Oh, now you are mine. This is surrender. So, all the gurus in parampara, they want that we should surrender. So, surrender is same, but so many degrees. Where there is much more love, surrender is there. And one thing is there also, trinadapi sunich. Dintai is surrender. And it is what? Love and affection. There is no difference between this dinata and humility. Humility. Humility and prem is same thing. Different names. Without humility, oh, actual prem cannot come. And without actual prem, humility cannot come. So be humble. Very humble and sweet. Begin from, charity begins from home. So from home, where is your home? Husband, wife and no. Oh Gurudev, devotees are our family. So begin from there. Try to respect them. Oh, we try to Oh, surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. But Guru should be like same, not artificial, not bogus Gurudev, who wants only wealth of disciples. He cannot purify their hearts. He cannot give prema in the hearts of devotees. He is bogus Guru. So, we should note down. So, it has been told in what? That I explained yesterday. Mahaprabhu told him that, I know Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Bhakti mixed with Gyan, I know. But it is Bahya, external. So go on. Then he told that Prabhu kahe iho hai aage kahar raya kahe prema bhakti sarvatra kshar. So here ज्ञाने प्रयासोद पर्शनिमंत जीवंत सन्मुखरितांग भवदीय वरदान स्थाने स्थिता तनुवांग मनो भी प्रायशो अजित जीतो त्रैलोक देन दिस द सब्सटेंस ऑफ दिस एसेंस ऑफ दिस श्लोक इज दैट वी शुड नो फर्स्ट दैट कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम पार्शलिटी ऑफ गॉड बट इवन आफ्टर दैट You should try to give up this habit to think that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He is son of Yashoda. He is friend of Subal and Sridhar. He is like us. He is cowherd boy. I am also. Sridhar thinks that we are both cowherds. He is son of Nanda Baba. He has only 9 lakhs of cows. And my father, 11 lakhs of cows, more than Nanda Baba. So I am superior to Krishna. He thinks. And he thinks that I will defeat Krishna in wrestling. And sometimes he defeats. And Krishna becomes so happy. So he is friend of Nam, Sridham, Subal and all. But he is more what? He is beloved of all the gopis. And among them, he is most beloved of Srimati Radhika. He is not supreme personality of life. If there is some Gyan Tattva, that Aswarja mood, opulence, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, then you will think no need of giving, offering him. Because he has no appetite. He never tires, so no need of message. He never sleeps. He has no pain. He has no problem, anything. Then you know that, how can I serve? He could bless me. So no service at all. Hanuman cannot serve. How he can serve? But he serves anyhow. But when he knows that, he is supreme personality of Godhead, then he becomes to pray. Arjuna sometimes serving. But what becomes? When he?
Saw the universal form.
And what? Arjuna. You are not my friend. You are supreme personality. So we should try to forget this also. So by this, hearing always Hari Katha. Where? Which high class of devotee? Who is realized so? Who has given up all his worldly desires? He is detached from worldly, all kinds of these relations in this world. He should be of this quality. And if he is explaining Bhagavatam, he has realized so. So we must go there. Giving up all things. Sthane sthita tanuvang monogi. Or do pranam to that person who is explaining Bhagavatam. To place where Bhagavat is going. Those who are organizing, organizer, do pranam to that person. Those who is managing there, do pranam to him. and to audience who are hearing, do pranam to them. Those who are related anyhow to this, we should do pranam. Like here, oh, three are sitting there. Oh, they are managing here. So we should, you should all do pranam to him. And all the audience who are showing, hearing, if there are no audience, to whom I will speak? And in the last, you pranam to who is explaining here. But in the last, first to them. So, nothing to worry. Then what will become? Sthane sthita, whether you are family man, where you are resolved, whether you are brahmachari, where you are sannyasi, nor from there. What will be? Doing pranam to all from by your tongue, by ashtang prana, all limbs, by heart doing pranam, by telling, oh Prabhu, oh this place, oh Harikatha speaker, oh manager, all Shrota, I am doing to pranam, by mind and by soul, by mind. And then what will be? Prayaso ajit jito abhikrishna. Oh, Krishna cannot be controlled in any case, but by doing so, Krishna will be controlled. But in the meaning of control, that he will very easily give you prema bhakti, by which he is controlled. Pure bhakti. Pure bhakti, what means? By which he is controlled. Love and affection. So, this sloka is important. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, iho hoy age. Oh yes, you have come in line. But there are so many things up. So you should go forward. Prabhu kahe, iho hoy age kaha aar. Raya kahe prema bhakti sarvasadhyasa. But you are telling true. But very lower thing. Oh, you should go forward. And then he told, Raya kahe prema bhakti sarvasadhyasa. Up till now there was no prema bhakti. But now, by that, you can achieve. But now he is telling that, prema bhakti sarvasadhyasa. What is that? It is divided into two sections. As you know, in any tree, any flower, when a leaf comes, then it comes like rolled. No? Achha. Yeah, like a bud. And after that, gradually it opens. First it is seen what? Rough side, back side, because it is folded. So we can see. And after some time, when it is in full open, then this side goes backward. And very smooth side will come. So bhakti is like this. When bhakti comes in a rolled way, and first by the bhakti is seen rough side. You are doing samanam, kirtanam, vishnu, sparanam, padu, sevanam, archanam. But you have no taste. Anyhow, you have some nishtha that by hearing I will gain so much. I will have pure bhakti. So you are coming. I know that some of them have no taste, but they know that it is very gainful to us. So we must go and hear. No taste even. No so much attachment. Even we come. So, and doing, chanting, remembering, we are chanting 1 lakh Harinam or 50,000 or anything. More than this, it can be done. But no taste is there. Or chanting, Hare Krishna. Even from your bed, you can go, what?
Fall down.
I know these things. But if you have taste, then it will never be like so. So first is Vaidhi Bhakti. It is also, there are fortunate those who are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. Oh, first we must do it. So here he is telling Prima Bhakti Sarva Shabdasar, and he giving two examples. First example for Vaidhi Bhakti and second for Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga is smooth, having so much love and affection, more than taste, attachment is there. So he tells, Nanopachar krita pujanam artabandho premnaiva bhakta hridayam sukha vidyuttam sya javat kudanti jathare jartha pipasa tavat sukhaya bhavato nanu bhakshyape. Oh, it has taken from the collection of Rupa Goswami from Padyavati, high class of Rupa. His collection is so high class. So he is telling that anyone is doing archan with so many paraphernalia, 16 kinds of paraphernalia. Oh, with honor he is doing. With sankha, with pushpa, doing. Oh, offering so many tasteful prasadam. Like Madhav Maharaj prepares so tasteful. Oh, chutney, you know. Kacha mango. Unripened. Oh, very tasteful. Everything. I know that among you, so many devotees are here. Oh, they know very high class of cooking. Oh, here they are present. So many devotees. Rasagulla they can make. Oh, they can make. Oh, very good. Sandesh. So many things prepared. They are doing and offering to Krishna with more than 16 items, paraphernalia. But if you are not hungry, listen very carefully. A man is not hungry and he is not thirsty, and you are giving him very good sushital jal, cool water, fragrant water, with rose water you are giving, plenty of water, and he has no appetite, but you are offering him so many tasteful things. What he will do? He will take something here and from here to here. Oh, he will not take. Because he has no appetite and no thirst. So if you have no prem, then Krishna will not accept and he will not be satisfied and you will not be also happy. First let appetite come. Want of order should come. What is that? That love and affection. So if your appetite, even a shock, even a bread without ghee or butter, oh, very tasteful. If you are in a war and you are wounded, you have so much injuries, and there was no water, you are crying for water for 3 days, but no water. Now your life and soul has come here. Oh, now about to die. And he is searching water, where water? A person came and told that there is a glass of water, but I will give you if you will give me lakhs of dollars. What he will do? If he die, what the use of lakhs dollars? He had dollars, so he at once gave. Oh, let me be in life, and again I will
income.
That. So first is needed life. So if you are hungry or you are having so much thirst, oh then its value is there. Otherwise no value. So if you are offering all these things and doing arjan to Krishna but no love, oh Krishna will neglect all. And you cannot be happy. Krishna will not be happy. So let prem come. So he is telling that if you have really prem and giving Krishna, then Krishna will accept. And then Krishna will be happy, and by happy him, oh you will be happy. Don't try to see yourself. By yourself seeing, you cannot gain it. Let Krishna come and we should see, and his light we can show our soul. But I am telling you, if there is darkness, in darkness, you cannot see sun. Whether you are doing lakhs and lakhs efforts. But when sun will come, easily you can see sun, and by his light you can see others and you also. So don't be worried to realize yourself, who are you. Depend on Krishna. Pray Krishna. And by his mercy, he will be seen, and after that we can see us and all. This is the process. So love should be there for Krishna. How it will come? It will come by the mercy of Krishna and Vaishnava. But Krishna mercy is not independent. It depends on the mercy of devotee. So you should go to your devotees, that is your Gurudev, and most high class of our Shiksha Guru. By their mercy, you can realize Krishna, yourself and whole world. And Krishna will accept all, otherwise he will never accept. So know this theory. And then he told, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jade labhyate tatra lollam apamulyam ekalam koti janma sukhatir na labhyate. I want that all should remember this shloka, very important, and try to follow this shloka. Then we will realize everything. It has been not told for by the bhakti. If there is prem, oh it will not do so much. There are so many several kinds of prem. Vaibhati bhakti also a prem comes, but not so powerful. That prem cannot control Krishna. It will lead you to only Vaikuntha or lower than this, not so much far away. So he is telling, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita matim kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukhtir na labhyate. Oh, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati. If any person whose whole intelligence, whose whole heart is saturated with sweet bhakti of Krishna. You know the meaning of saturated? Oh, like Indian Calcutta's Rasagulla. Oh, very, very big. Everywhere like a sponge. Everywhere rush and rush. If you'll do, take a Rasagulla and do. Oh, so much rush will come. And even some rush will be there. Anyhow you are saturated. But rush will be there. Very sweet. So this is like Rasagulla. If anyone's heart is saturated so much with love and affection of Krishna, that when he speaks, rush coming. When he sings, rush is there. When he does anything, there is a rush. If he sings, rush is coming. If he smiles, rush is coming. By his all activities, only rush and rush. inside, outside, everywhere, all the parts are saturated. So if anyone like this, you can associate. You should suck that person's dust. It is very rare in this world. But anyhow, luckily you have, are fortunate to have a person like this, or you should give your heart, your head, your heart, everything. Even you can offer your life also, no harm. And then what will be? By his mercy, or that prem, rush will come to you. Otherwise, never. So it depends on association of that kind of person. Sadhu Sangh? Sarva Shastra. Law Matra Sadhu Sangh. Always Sadhu Sangh. Pure association. Everywhere. We don't need Krishna first. He cannot give all these things. Who will give? Oh, those who have served him. Those who have made happy Krishna. They have controlled Krishna. Krishna is always residing in their heart. Oh, that kinds of devotees. They can give and may saturate in your heart everywhere that rush. Otherwise, no. If you are chanting, remembering Krishna alone, not independently, not in the guidance of any high class of Vaishnava, what will be? Oh, that name can take you to mix in Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma. You can have some wealth, a very good wife, very good husband, very good children. Your factory will go off very, running very well. Money is coming. All this will be. Not Krishna. So we should try always to chant, remember, to serve Krishna in the guidance of all. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita kutopi jadilabda. What Swamiji has written? Nothing?
Interesting.
He said, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives.
This is correct. I missed to say.
So for Krishna Bhakti Ras is used the phrase Krishna consciousness. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yes, this is, really this is Krishna consciousness. Those who are not following this shlok, what they are? Not even any devotee. Not devotee. So we should be careful for and those who are following. Always serving all clients of devotees. Krishna also, Mahaprabhu also. And whose heart is saturated with such a rush, prema rush. Then he can go.
Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness, that Krishna Bhakti Ras, cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, anywhere, one must purchase it without any delay.
What is that, Lalya? Can you tell? Shyamrani. What is? What is the price that? By Vaidhi Bhakti we cannot attain in lakhs and lakhs but thousands of birth. But how we can? How this greed will come? No qualification is needed there. Only hearing from high class of devotee. Oh, Krishna is so pitiful. Even creatures, even trees and creepers, insects, if they will see Krishna and at once they will be attracted. How he is merciful. Even Putana went to Krishna with a shape of beautiful lady, but she was demon. Took so much poison, a strong poisoner. And she wanted to kill Krishna. But he is so merciful that, oh, you have come in a shape of mother. Oh, and you are telling me Lala, Lala. Lala means?
Darling.
Darling son. Oh, Krishna gave him what? Motherly position. So he is so merciful. Oh, he is so merciful that anyone who wants that he should be my husband, anyone, oh, he will give and he will accept. Like, you know, Narakasura, there was a demon at the time of Krishna when he was in Dwarka. He was so big and a strong demon, he used to select any lady, any daughter, anyone's wife, anyone, and if she is so beautiful, he used to kidnap by force anyhow. He had taken off about more than 16,000 very beautiful, oh, young age or 10-year-aged girls, very beautiful, so much qualified, and he has kept in his palace, no, jail, that one day I will marry all. In a sacred and very, very sacred day. But Narada went to Krishna and told, oh, all the beautiful ladies, they are hankering for. They have surrendered their soul to you. You must save them. Then Krishna at once called his Garuda, you know, and also took Satyabhama on his back and himself on the back of Garuda. In a moment he came to that place and he invaded him. And anyhow he killed that bogus demon and opened the door of jail. And all the beautiful ladies were weeping. They have become dirty. No dress, no garment, so much well, like poor ladies. When Krishna went there and told that, oh, you should give me your all addresses. Quickly, by Garuda, I will take you to your husbands, your father, mother, brother, and I will give you to them. They began to weep to Krishna. Oh, we don't want now to go anywhere. We have surrendered yourself. We want to be your dasi, your maid servant. You can use me as your queen's servants. We will clean your houses, your palace. We will do any seva you service you will take. But don't take me to your father. Our fathers will not accept us. My brothers, my father, mother, my husband, they will never accept them because we have lose our character, because he has kidnapped. In India it is so very hard. So they told to Krishna, oh, then your father, mother and anyone will not accept you? Oh, you want to surrender me? Oh, then I have accepted you. Not like servant, like queen I will take you. And he took all on the back of Garuda to Dwarka and he married in, oh, 16,000 of palaces, each in each separate. And he gave all the facilities like queen. So how he is? So if anyone wants to be a queen of Krishna, wife of Krishna, oh, he will accept. But more than that, if anyone wants, in the guidance of Prabhu Goswami, by Raganuga Bhakti, oh, we want to serve your most beloved Radhika. It is very rare. Krishna cannot give anyone. But even if anyone has this greed, they Krishna is so beautiful. He is so merciful. And he is full of all the qualities. Oh, I want to make him my beloved. This greed. But from where it will come? By hearing from high class of devotee. Like Rukmini heard from Narad. You know? All the gopis, those who are not Nitya Siddha, like all the rishis in Dandakaranya, there were more than 80,000. They have a greed, Upanishad, mantra, they have greed. Hearing the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Rasa Leela, and they made Krishna. We want to make Krishna beloved, the servant of Radhika. This greed comes. And then a process comes. So this is the highest thing. If anyone has a greed like this, he is qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. No qualification is needed. In lakhs and lakhs, but he may do Vaidhi Bhakti, but he is not qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. But a person who has real this greed to serve Krishna in this way, to serve gopis, he is qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. I think there are in this world very rare devotees who can understand this, deep thing, otherwise never. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to sprinkle his mercy for this Raganuga Marga. All our Guru Varga are in this line. You are so fortunate. As a magnet, Mahaprabhu, this line has attracted you. I know that something is in your heart. So by hearing all these things, you must have a greed and then be qualified for Raganuga. No harm. You have some potency in your heart for this. So go on doing. Whether you are married in married life or in renounce, no harm. From there you can. So, then Mahaprabhu told, it is sarva-sadhya-sadhya, but go on more doing. Then, what? Prabhu kahe iho hai, aage kohar, raya kahe dasya-prem, sarva-sadhya-sadhya. Then he comes in, dasya-mood now. If a grid is like that, you can come to Braja, and you can endeavor your all things for that thing, if greed is there. And after greed, you should follow Rupa Goswami. Any kirtan? Can you? Are you tired? Harmonium where?